By the fall of 1966, the landscape of professional football had seen a seismic shift. The two leagues were becoming one, and the war that had sent Hank's Texans to Kansas City was about to reach its pinnacle.
This match between the champs of the two leagues came about much sooner than anyone expected, but is here and is here to stay, and it's always the first one that seems to be the most remembered.
In the media and among most fans, there was a general belief that the AFL was inferior in terms of the coaching, the quality of the quarterbacks, the level of competition.
Everything around Super Bowl I was so hyped. Basically, everybody was telling the Green Bay Packers, you don't win this game in a blowout, it says something about you.
Obviously, Hank, who was fairly thin-skinned to begin with, took that personally, as you would expect any proud coach to do.
And of course, that game was very close at halftime.
They had more yards gained, more first downs in the first half.
There was a real sense of the great Green Bay Packers who had built this true dynasty, suddenly it all collapsing.
And then it all falls apart with the Dawson interception in the third quarter.
Lenny takes the snap, back to throw, going deeper in the pocket. He is right, throws a wobbler, and it's going to be intercepted.
And then word comes from one locker room to another that Lombardi, when pressed, has said, no, that the Chiefs aren't the best team he'd seen.
I think the Kansas City team is a real top football team, and it doesn't compare with the National Football League teams. That's what you want me to say, I said it.
Well, that was not very complimentary, and I know that Hank did not like that in the least.
The aftermath of that really fueled the Chiefs.
The place that I recognize the seriousness of the Chiefs and the Green Bay lost in Super Bowl I occurred in my rookie year when we played Chicago Bears in Kansas City.
It was the first NFL team that we played after losing Super Bowl I to the Green Bay Packers, and it was still gnawing at us.
Every AFL, NFL exhibition game at that time was just like another Super Bowl. They didn't want to lose to us little guys. We wanted to prove ourselves.
Hank, I believe, had shown the film or some excerpts from the Super Bowl, had discussed and talked about it, I believe, that week prior to the Chicago Bear game.
Hank wasn't about to lose another game to the NFL, I don't think so. And, of course, the old stadium in Kansas City is packed. And the Bears score first, march down the field, kick a field goal.
He runs the ball out of the 20 and they break it. He's going.
One of those games where, you know, every time Lenny went back to throw a pass, I mean, it was a touchdown.
We put 66 points on the board.
The final score is 66-24.
I think it was Fred Arbanis was on the sideline. He said, let's put 100 points on the board against these people.
On the end around play, the 40 at the 35 at the 30.
I thought, gosh, what's going on here? Only, you know, I'd always heard about Chicago Bears, how big and tough and rough they are. You know, there was Mike Dickey on the end, you know, supposed to be the meanest son of a gun around.
Nation in the backfield, Lenny takes the run, Dawson back to throw in the 40. He's going deep, Taylor's right.
This is an exhibition game. I know it didn't mean much, but heck, we wanted to show them what we had, and they, you know, we did.
That was the intensity between the NFL and the AFL in those days, and what it meant to us.
Sort of their revenge game against the NFL after an offseason of being laughed at.
It was as outstanding a performance I've ever seen, and I'm sure it really was one of making a statement. There was quality here, and that quality was going to have to be reckoned with at some point.